All right, I'm here. I'm Nate He Jay Peters, and we're bringing you the Lord of the Flies podcast. Jay, what's happened so far?
So, as everyone sleeps one night, a battle is fought between two military forces in the air. A man falls from a airplane, and he parachutes down to the island, but he's already dead, and he parachutes down near the boys Sam and Eric while they sleep. They were supposed to be keeping the fire alive on the mountain, but it has died since they have fallen asleep, or at least died down a lot. There's still a few sparks left. But Sam and Eric wake up and they bring the fire back to full force, and then they notice the dead man. So they mistake it for the monster, and they both run down and wake Ralph up. So Ralph holds a meeting, and the older boys decide that they should go hunt for the monster. And Ralph lets Jack lead this expedition due to his superior knowledge of the island, and they begin to heal their shattered bond. Many of the boys get distracted, though, and they start to play games, but Ralph brings them back to the moment, and they begin to take their situation a little more seriously. They begin to move towards the mountain, but decide to stop to eat before reaching it. Ralph begins to take concern at how savage the boys are becoming, but Simon manages to lift Ralph's spirits by stating that they will make it off the island. After finding pig droppings, Jack recommends that the boys hunt a pig while hunting for the monster. They find the pig and try to kill it, but it gets away. Then, nonetheless, everyone is still very excited and getting carried away. A boy named Robert pretends to be the pig, and the boys almost kill him out of excitement. Ralph manages to calm the boys down a bit, and Simon goes down to the beach to tell Piggy that the boys won't be back until late that night. So, Jack climbs the mountain alone to find the monster, and he returns to inform the group that he has. The boys run back to the beach out of fear to alert Piggy and the rest of the boys. So Jack then defies Ralph's leadership indefinitely by leaving the group, and then he states that anyone who wishes to join him can. Piggy says that they can build a new fire right on the beach, but during the night, some kids snuck out to join Jack's group. So Jack uses these boys to create a new tribe, and then he declares himself chief. So, out of bloodlust, they killed a sow, and then they put the sow's head on a pike and stuck it into the ground. Simon leaves to go to his secret spot in the jungle. So, while Piggy and Ralph are discussing the deserters, Jack's tribe raids the beach. They take burning sticks from the fire, and Jack invites what's left of Ralph's group to a feast he is having. Simon reaches his spot in the jungle. However, he finds the sow's head there. He is so mesmerized by the sight, he begins to hear words from the Lord of the Flies. It declares that Simon will never be able to escape him, for he lies within all the boys. He then says that he plans on having some fun with Simon, and out of pure shock and terror, Simon faints. He wakes with an incoming storm and a bloody nose. He makes his way towards the mountain and crawls up the hill. And in the now faint light, he sees the dead pilot and realizes that the boys mistook it for the monster. Simon vomits at the sight of the pilot, however, or Simon vomits at the sight of the pilot. However, he decides that he should find the boys and tell them what he knows. Ralph and Piggy attend the feast, and they join into the frenzy. In their crazy state, they see Simon and mistake him for the monster, so they try to rip him apart with their bare hands. In the violence, Simon is killed. The next morning, Ralph and Piggy realize what they have done, and they try to come to terms with it. Now, Ralph's group is very small, and it consists of him, Piggy, the twins, and a few little ones. And then Jack declares that two of his hunters should raid Ralph's camp and get more fire so they can hunt again the next day and eat more meat. Ralph and his camp are sleeping when the hunters arrive, and they beat Ralph and his tribe badly. After everything winds down, Ralph's group realizes that they took something of high value, Piggy's glasses. And that's a lot that just happened. It was a lot bigger of a section than usual, so Nate.
Yeah.
So, Nate, why are there more reflections on the boys' past civil lives than in the previous chapters?
In the previous chapters, the boys have always remained somewhat civil. Yes, they had borderline savagery a few times. However, in these recent chapters, the boys have been frenzied much more, turning away from civilness. into savagery completely. These constant reminders of their past lives serve as a tribute to these characters' sanities. Very few boys on the island still decide to ascribe to the idea that intelligence is stronger than brute strength. However, the boys that still stand are outmatched greatly. It likely will not be long before every boy on the island is purely insane, animal-like. Start quote, one eye was a slit in his puffy cheek and a scab had formed on his right knee. He paused for a moment and peered at the figure on the platform. Piggy, are you the only one left? There's some little ones. They don't count. No biggins? Oh, some Narek. They're collecting wood. Nobody else? Not that I know of. That's from Golding, page 155. It shows how Ralph is assessing his numbers and that those numbers are dwindling. Jay. Piggy's glasses, we both agree that they're becoming symbolically important.
Yeah.
What does this symbol infer about Piggy's relationship with the group?
So, the symbol of Piggy's glasses continues to show that Piggy is not valued in the group any longer. Piggy is considered less than in almost any physical way, but his mental and emotional strength could play a role in him coming back into power as the plot advances. Ralph could strengthen his leadership by reaching out to Piggy and giving him jobs or a certain job. So we see an amount of indecision as well as some making fun of Piggy when dividing the jobs. Start quote, that was Jack and Morris and Robert, said Ralph. I thought I was going to have asthma. Sucks to your ass, Mar. End quote. Golding 141. This differentiation. Yes, between characters that Ralph is allowing for shows his viability as a leader when compared to the other boys. So, Nate, how does this section that we read represent leadership structure in the real world?
I think this section represents real leadership in that leadership can break down, and strong leaders often emerge. Jack is a horrible leader that is purebred in a sense to hunt. He is ruthless, he is animal-like, and he is the main creator of the these monsters of his own mind that are now appearing in the island. Ralph, on the other hand, is able to think about a larger picture and fit everybody's needs on every step of the hierarchy, from Piggy and then to also including Jack again in the leadership role. And instituting him as a good hunter and complimenting him that way a little bit. It is also possible Jack and the monster he is creating is representative of communism and the worldwide monstrous effect it had. Start quote, this is more than a hunter's job, said Ralph at last, because you can't track the beast. And don't you want to be rescued? Golding 102. Ralph's charismatic nature allows for a feeling among all the characters, including Jack, who we've already established as a horrible leader, of being heard. He acknowledges he's a hunter, and he continues.
All right.
Jay, the monster is becoming more and more prevalent in the boys themselves. Why is this?
So, basically, the monster is revealed to be inside each and every boy that resides on the island, as it is their own primal instincts and savagery that gets Simon as well as other kids killed. Due to this fact, the monster continues to grow as the boys feed into each other, encouraging each other to kill and hunt. Jack is at the very front of this problem, as he leads many people away from Ralph's thoughtful and intelligent ideology. Jack brings the absolute worst out of people, and it seems to be his character. Jack himself feeds off the island, the ability to hunt and kill, being able to do things without consequence. He becomes a bloodthirsty animal in his hunt for survival, instead of working as a team and creating a society. Start quote, Simon was crying out something about a dead man on a hill. The sticks fell, and the mouth of the new circle crunched and screamed. The beast was on its knees in the center, its arms folded over its face. It was crying out against the abominable noise. Something about a body on the hill. At once the crowd surged after it, poured down the rock, leapt onto the screamed, struck, bit, and tore. Golding, 152 to 153. So this is the instance where Simon is killed by the boys. So if it wasn't for Jack, then all of these boys have been in a frenzy in the first place before Simon got there, and they probably would have been a bit more prone to thinking before attacking Simon while taking him for the beast. All right. So on page 113, there's a situation where Ralph is trying to convince the group that he indeed hunted and almost killed a boar. He later makes the distinction that he may not be a hunter, but he is a leader. What shift could this represent in the plot, and how do you think it will affect the plot?
Well, I think that it could possibly influence Ralph's idea of what a leader is and how he may try to share his ideas with other people. What ways he's going to do that. Right now, he's trying to be a smart and thoughtful leader, and he isn't focusing on being strong and powerful. This differs greatly from Jack, because some people see him as a strong, natural, powerful, and wild leader. This, in the bigger picture, is wrong. It's inefficient, and it's not going to help the survival of the boys when they should be prioritizing the long run of escaping the island. Stark quote, "I hit him," said Ralph again, "and the spear stuck in a bit." He felt the need of witnesses. "Didn't you see me?" Maurice nodded. "I saw you. Right bang on his snout. Whee!" That's from Golding, page 113, Lord of the Flies. Jay, what do you think about the way that leadership will evolve throughout this story from this point forward?
All right, so leadership will fall into Ralph's hands as he is able to acknowledge the specialization of other people, but he has traits that unify people, allowing him to take on a leadership role. These unification traits are similar among current world leaders. The ability for a person to push aside their ego as Ralph did and reassign other skills to naturally become a leader is common among world leaders today. The difference between Jack and Ralph's leadership could be representative of rampant communism and more sustainable capitalism. Start quote. "Listen, all of you, me and my hunters, we're living along the beach by a flat rock. We hunt and we feast and we have fun. If you want to join my tribe, come and see us. Perhaps I'll let you join, perhaps not." Golding 140. So this shows how Jack is, the fact that he said we hunt and we feast and have fun just shows that they're thinking about short term rather than Ralph, who is prioritizing getting a fire so that people can see them and know where they are and they can get rescued.
Yeah. There's definitely a differentiation there.
Yeah. So, Nate, how is Golding shaping his argument?
Well, Golding is using Lord of the Flies as an example of how savage people can be when taken away from society and placed in a situation where the main goal is simply survival. The boys have nothing but their primal instincts, and this leads them away from civilization, being civilized, and turns them into bloodthirsty animals. They kill Simon due to their lack of thought and lack of planning, and they begin to fear and hate a monster that has been created by none other than themselves. It is displayed through these examples that the boys are looking as though they engage more in savagery than intelligence or planning. On the other hand, Piggy, as well as the few that remain in Ralph's group, seem to be the last sane people on the island. They're closest to civilization and being civilized. This could all allude to the large amount of conflict that seemed to appear during the Cold War, and that wasn't real. It was created in everybody's head, perhaps. Rather, Golding believes that a lack of real leadership can arise in imaginary conflict.
All right, cool.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Lord of the Flies podcast with Jay and Nate. It's been fun. Bye bye.
All right, bye.